the enemy's tactics. My life in you overcomes all things. Where sin abounds, great, great grace abounds. The enemy's tactics must be known at this time. I am uprooting the ways of pride at this juncture in the journey into me, and as his tactics are recognized, grace can be received, for there is always new strength in me. The adversary comes with condemnation, using different levels of torment and different levels of pressure. Understand this. He does not reveal the torment. He does not reveal the pressure. He slips in at opportune times with temptations to divert you from thinking like me. He comes to steal the word and get you thinking like him instead of like me. Let that mind be in you that is the mind of Christ. Your adversary is systematic in applying pressure by bringing thoughts and feelings of inadequacy, weakness, and failure. He likes to create an atmosphere so it seems there are many weaknesses to overcome and such a long way to go on the path ahead. He takes the weaknesses he preys on and attempts to bring them to the forefront so the thinking is on you and not on my life in you. He tries to slip in with thoughts and feelings to tempt you to shift your focus to your weaknesses and not to me. Pride is about you. Humility is about your life in me. You do not move forward by thinking about you, but by the understanding of your life in me through the work of my Spirit. If the adversary can bring enough pressure through emphasizing weaknesses and bringing condemnation about the weaknesses, he will then step in with the temptation to focus on others' weaknesses, thereby shifting the condemnation to their weaknesses to alleviate the pressure being applied against you. Each thought that moves you away from your life in me moves you farther away from abiding in me and the compassion which originates in me. This is the road leading to offense. This is the road that leads to division. This is the road to complaining. This is not the road leading into more of me. I am not indifferent to these things you face. I use everything you give me to move you forward into new strength in me. I have placed you into the care of the overseer of your soul, so that you might be led by the helper into the tender places in my love, where there is freedom and great liberty. I see all things, and in all things, I have everything you need to move forward into new places of liberty in me, which means you have all you need, for you have me. So come into the deeper place in me, where there is great rest, great peace, and great liberty. I am bringing you into the very heart of my love, the very heart of my peace. I am bringing you into greater understanding of my fatherhood and family. Expect my grace at every juncture where you see these things of the enemy as he attempts to divide you from your inheritance in me. Expect my grace. Expect my peace as you choose your life in me. For those who have succumbed to these things, the trap is sprung and you are free. You are free, for there is grace available in me. Every step of the way, you will find me as you continue to move forward in me. I am not alarmed. I am not dismayed. I am pleased to be able to say these things, for I know I have hearts who are hearing me. I am pleased. This journey is not about the weaknesses you see. It is about my life in you which overcomes all things. More than ever, look to me. I am more than enough in everything. See yourself in me.